When I think about the time the man asked me to stop fidgeting with my pencil. He muttered his way across the cafe, mumbling through people eating and talking, the chatter of lunch, and stalked up to my table, and he said, no, not said, something more like squeezed or clenched, strenuous and painful. Will you stop that? Will you put your pencil down and stop touching it, stop moving it, moving and shaking and twisting it? Will you stop? Stop. I wonder about him sometimes, worry at him, turning him over and over, considering his edges and angles. When he walks down the street, does he stumble as the traffic stutters forward, brake lights flashing like strobes? What does he do with the contrapuntal staccato of children at hopscotch, the herky-jerky rhythm of play? I imagine little girls in braids and t-shirts looking at him with blank stares, raw as skinned knees as he pleads his muttering commandments. But on that day, stubborn with surprise, undismayed by the jaw of his fervor, I said, no. He stared, fascined by wonder and agitation, his fingers moving, nervous digits tying and untying themselves, fretting at some insoluble knot. But I said, no. I said, don't look. Just don't look, I said.